Well, welcome back. Been a minute.
It's been a minute.
No episode last week.
Yep.
Glad
Sorry
to get back
about
at
that.
It.
We missed you guys, but we're back.
But we out here. Let's follow up on our Friendsgiving episode. That was a fun one. Who had the fake? We had the bathroom blowout that ended a relationship.
That rings a bell. Yeah.
That was.
That is what it is.
Okay, I remember that.
Okay, so there's that one.
Then we also had the guy that didn't invite his cousin with no parents to Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
Really sounded like Thanksgiving, but whatever. And then boyfriend steals Friendsgiving. Yours was the guy that said that his kink is consent.
Oh yeah, that was a classic.
Yes.
I'm excited to post that one on social media.
Do you guys just love that we have to have this little
spiel,
like come to Jesus moment about what we did last week,
and we record things early on, so we kind of forget. Ago. Yeah, this was 2 weeks ago we filmed that one.
That's
so.
Okay.
Sorry about that, guys. But let's talk about who had the fake. Who do you guys think?
I think the poop story.
I hope that's
the
fake.
Poop story.
I do think it was the girl with the vase in the toilet.
The girl,
yeah.
She's my friend.
You did that.
True story. It was me. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
I'm kidding. No, it was totally fake. And I hope I tricked you all.
Hey.
You
tricked me.
Well, I'm really excited for this week's episode. It's so good.
This is true.
It's a good one.
No pretending.
Because it's the holidays, this is inspired by our daughter, honestly.
Oh, really? Oh, because she's just been little Miss
she's
Grinch.
She's been into the Grinch.
That's what she says.
She wants to watch it.
The Grinch.
The Grinch.
That is so cute. I love her.
Yeah. So the title for this week is The Grinch of the Friend Group.
Oh,
let's bring the heat on that one friend. Who's gonna start us off? Who's got the best Grinch of the friend story? Grinch of the friend group.
Pointed at the camera like the camera's pointed on you.
What do you got?
Well, the camera's pointed on me, rightfully so. So I'll go first. My story is pretty short, and it's about to blow your mind.
Okay.
Here we go. Am I the asshole for blocking my best friend after she freaked out over a selfie I sent her boyfriend?
Oh, no.
Mia and I have been best friends forever. So when her boyfriend Jake messaged me, I didn't think anything of it. He said he was working on a birthday project for her and asked me to send a selfie for it. I thought it was a little random, but it seemed harmless, so I just sent him the picture. The next day, Mia called me, absolutely losing it. Why would you send Jake a selfie of yourself? She yelled. I was so confused and told her it was for her birthday, but she didn't care. She said it was inappropriate and started accusing me of going behind her back and crossing boundaries. I tried explaining over and over, but she just kept yelling and wouldn't listen to a word I said. By the end of the day, I'd had enough. I blocked her because I couldn't handle the constant texts accusing me of things I didn't even do. Now I feel guilty, like maybe I made things worse. But at the same time, I don't think I deserve to be treated like that. So am I the hassle?
Dude, please do that again.
Am I the asshole?
And like the attitude I had.
Am I the asshole? Please tell me.
Am I?
I can't believe.
I don't think so.
I know.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Initially, when I heard it, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, like the title kind of like played me a little bit because when it talks about the actual story.
Well, and why isn't the boyfriend being like,
for
hey,
a selfie
chill.
Of her?
Right.
How do we feel about that?
How do we feel about the text messages that she probably would have already read? It's like, hey, I'm doing something for her birthday. Like, if anything, be mad at the boyfriend?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How did she not see that on, like, the text thread? If he's asked, like, if Joe was like, hey, can you send me a selfie for Whitney's birthday project I'm doing? Which, weird. Why are we doing that anyway?
Yeah, I don't know.
Talk to me.
My thought was, what is he doing with the picture? What birthday project? Like, is he making a
giant cutout?
Like a vision board?
Of
is he like
face?
Making a collage of her friends and framing it? Like, I don't know. It's
right.
It's a weird birthday thing anyway, and I don't even know what it is.
Right. So. If anything, it should be like, send me a picture of like your favorite picture of you and her.
Yeah.
I mean, we obviously don't know what he's doing, what his vision is, but is there any like anything in the comments, like an update or like?
So here's an interesting take. Let me know how you guys feel about this. And it kind of goes down a little bit. Duck at, that's their name. Not the asshole. Your friend needs to grow up. Leaving her boyfriend, who most likely explained everything, was all it took. If her insecurities with him spilled over you and didn't believe you either, maybe she's not that good of a friend as you thought. Kyraleen said, exactly. If she can't even trust you over something so minor, that says more about her insecurities than your actions. You didn't deserve the drama. Here's what I'm thinking. Is obviously there was something in their relationship to make the girlfriend question things, or a past relationship where she was cheated on. Maybe with a friend, maybe with someone that she knew. Like, there had to have been something that was triggering her in that situation. Now, as your friend, are you willing to, like, let it go and be like, you know what? Like, you were triggered. Like, I get it. I'm sorry. There was nothing there. I get it if you need space for me and, like, I'm cool with that. But, like, to block her and just be like, screw you. Like, you obviously don't trust me, so I don't want to be friends with you anymore. Like, what do you think's the right decision?
I don't know that that's why she bought. She was just, like, sick of being, like, accused of all this stuff. And it sounds like the friend was not going to stop. She obviously did not believe the boyfriend, didn't believe her.
Right.
So, I mean, I would be, like, so over it. I'm like, I literally did nothing.
Yeah.
And she just, like, wouldn't stop, like, accusing her of all this stuff. And so it's like, I don't think it was like, oh, well, screw you. I think she was just like, okay, you need to chill out and stop.
My thought is, what if he got caught? Like, with this picture, and she was like, why do you have that? And then he lied and said, she just sent it to me. Oh. Like, accusing her to get off her, like...
The birthday surprise.
Yeah, because obviously the girl wasn't buying this birthday surprise.
Yeah.
Because he would have told her that and showed the text.
Yeah.
But he probably, like... Just
trying to
the
save
picture.
The birthday surprise, but
and maybe
a friendship.
Deleted the messages so she wouldn't see.
Yeah,
but like had the picture,
but kept the picture,
blew it up, put it on the bedroom door,
something. But she found it.
Yeah,
I feel like all she had to do was call and be like, "Why did you send a picture?"
Yeah,
and then be like, "Okay, both stories are aligning. Who cares now?"
Yeah,
but someone, I think both now the boyfriend lied about it.
Boyfriend probably did lie about it.
I would love to know what the gift was. Like, what's this project?
Seriously, well...
Like, for my birthday, I don't want a picture of my friend's selfie.
That's obvious. Like,
even
that's
if it
why,
was a vision board.
It's like, yeah, literally, I don't know what the dude was doing. It's...
Yeah, do we trust that? Do we trust the boy toy?
But hold on. Before we get to that, let me just say, it's a good lesson in just human communication. You bring up a good point. Like, we don't really know what that... interaction was like.
Yeah.
But if let's say her feelings are getting escalated, he's lying because he wants to save the birthday surprise. At a certain point, what you do in that situation is you just tell her, you say, yeah. This is what happened. I was doing this for your birthday. I think it's a dumb gift probably, but whatever it was,
probably was gonna suck.
Like you messed up there, guy. But that's that would have stopped the chaos if, again, hypothetically, if that's the right thing. And also for the girl that's freaking out, like, in a worst case scenario, you still have to communicate. You still have to use your words and find out exactly what was going on before you just fly off the rails. As far as communication is concerned, the girl that was raging and like blowing her friend up, blowing OP up, like that's not how you act in the situation. Communicate. Err on the side of like make dang sure what is going on before you just, again, fly off the rails.
Totally.
Am I the asshole for cutting off my friend because he keeps trying to change plans at the last minute? I, M29, recently ended a 10-year friendship with my friend Morgan, M27, and I'm honestly questioning if I overreacted. For as long as I've known Morgan, he's been the type of person who can't stick to plans. If a group of us decides to go to a certain restaurant, he'll text a few hours before saying he's not feeling it and suggest somewhere else. If we're heading to a bar, he'll send a, hey, actually this other place looks better message as we're en route. It's not just once in a while, it's every time. I've always tried to be understanding, life happens, people have preferences, and sometimes plans just need to adjust. But with Morgan, it's always about him. And here's the kicker, if we don't agree to change plans, he either complains the entire time or just doesn't show up. The most recent incident was the straw that broke the camel's back. Last Saturday, our group of four planned to meet at this new Italian place that takes reservations. I had made the reservation 2 weeks in advance.
Oh, wow.
because it's notoriously hard to get a table. The plan was clear, 7:30 p.m. at this restaurant, then drinks at a bar nearby. At 6:45, Morgan texted the group chat saying he wasn't in the mood for pasta and suggested we go to a burger joint across town instead.
I hate this guy.
I told him, we have a reservation and it's too late to change plans. He replied, come on, it's just dinner. Can't we be flexible? Two of the others started wavering, saying burgers sounded good, and I got so frustrated I just shut down. I told everyone, I'm going to the Italian place whether anyone shows up or not. Everyone came, including Morgan, but he sulked the entire dinner. He kept making comments like burgers would have hit the spot and even told the waiter he wasn't hungry, which just made the whole vibe awkward. After dinner, I told him privately that I was tired of this behavior. I said something like, it feels like every time we make plans, you try to hijack them to suit yourself. It's exhausting and I'm done. Morgan blew up, saying I was overreacting, that plans should be fun and flexible, and that I was being controlling by forcing everyone to stick to the original plan. He stormed off, and I haven't spoken to him since. Now, a few of our mutual friends are saying I was too harsh. They think Morgan is annoying, sure, but say he's just that guy in the group, and it's not worth ending a decade-long friendship over. Others have admitted they're relieved someone finally called him out. So, am I the asshole for cutting off Morgan? Did I overreact to something that could have been handled with more patience, or is it fair to expect a grown adult to stick to plans every once in a while?
Yep. He's not an asshole at all.
He's a good guy.
Oh, he's the dude.
He's good.
Well, he's getting the band together all the time, and Morgan's just throwing a wrench in it. If it literally happens every time, like, I would be fed up way before this point. Like, I would have been not good.
Very, very grinchy. Very grinchy of Mr. Morgan. I will say, like, every now and then it's normal to, like, and, like, I don't know. I'm just thinking of, like, if I'm going to hang out with the dudes, like, there's going to be discussion around what we do. Right. So it's, like, it's not always going to be, like, one dude just throwing down a plan and we're all just, like, yep, let's do it.
Right.
You know? But also, that's, like, not – that doesn't happen all that often. Yeah. The way that I thought about it was, like, I plan a golf trip. And it's, like, very much up to me to, like, make the decisions of what we're doing, when we're going to do it. Yeah. Like, try to make everybody's lives easier. They don't have to think. We just show up. We have a good time. Yep. And we do it. And, like, I never have to deal with that. But if I do bounce, like, ideas off of the other guys, it would be super annoying to, like, be like, oh, yeah, no, let's do this instead. Like, the combative stuff, that's it's brain damage.
No, I totally agree. I think especially, like, I feel so bad for OP because a 2-week reservation, and at that point, everyone wanted to go there. So, like, he was doing it for everyone, too. It wasn't just for himself.
Right.
And then for him on the way there to text that. That's insane. I would be pissed.
Well, and the other friends to be like backing him up, like, actually, yeah, burgers sound good. I'm like, you all know we had this reservation for 2 weeks. Like, can y'all just stomach some pasta for the night?
Like, you're going to be fine.
It's not that hard.
Right, I'm glad they showed up.
Don't even. I do not do this. So don't give me that.
Does any of us here do that? Like, are any of us kind of like plan changers? Me?
Just kidding.
Hi, Bob.
I feel like, okay, yeah.
Cut that.
For sure. No, I think, like, I will, if, like, we're planning something, I'll definitely put my 2 cents in. Right. Like, I'll say, like, what I like. But I would never be like, yeah, no. Like, once the plan is this is what it is.
Right. Yeah, nobody's doing that.
And I guess it'll just depend. Like, let's say I'm going to dinner with my best friend, and I text her, like, dude, I'm so sorry, like, I can't do 5:30. Joe's working late. Can we do 6? Like,
right.
I've done that before, and my friends have done that to me, and that's different. But something like this, I mean, I'm not like that. That's for sure.
That's extreme.
Yeah.
That's extreme. That's just, like, I feel like him wanting to be just very in control of everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's selfish. Like, just control.
It gives, like, only child, youngest child, and, like, just like a little brat.
Wow.
It's getting entitled.
Child. I said only child and youngest child. No, but you're not like that. But you know what I mean, though. Like, it just gives that, like, it definitely gives very much
only child, like, mommy and daddy just, like,
do what he wants.
Yeah.
I don't know. No. You're not like that, though. I'm more like that than you are, so there we go.
Okay.
I was kind of an only child, and I'm literally the chillest of the chill. Right? I'm like, you tell me where to go, when to be there, I'm just going to show.
Yeah, that's you for sure. Mm-hmm.
I also feel like there's a point where it kind of swings, where OP, like, always wanting to, like, make a rigid plan, sometimes that just rubs people the wrong way, too. Like, sometimes it's kind of nice to, like, roll with the punches. So not to, like, totally be like devil's advocate here. I think Morgan's a douche, but like there is a point too where like you don't have to like plan things out 2 weeks in advance all the time. And like sometimes it's nice to get together without a plan. And like, so I just am saying that sometimes it, you could swing too far in one way, too much wanting to like schedule everything out, be so regimented.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, and it's probably like OP has probably gotten to that point where I don't know, like sometimes, like I don't want to say self-sabotage, but kind of where he's like, oh, like I'm going to make this plan so set in stone that like he looks even more like a bad guy when he tries to change the plan. And so exactly.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, like I feel like it is like he might be like it annoys him so much that he just like kind of want to make him look worse in some way. I don't know.
They should just have Morgan plans things sometimes.
Yeah.
Where they just everyone I feel like gets
he'd change
plan.
His own plans though. Yeah.
And then change his plans when he makes his plans.
Exactly.
There you go.
But then it's
are
like
are you flexible, Morgan?
Fire, but then fire. It's like you can just go with it.
Yeah.
You know, you that let him sense. Have his.
Because maybe he just doesn't feel like he gets to make the plans.
Yeah, step up to the plate, Morgan. Make your own plans. Or if like if OP wants to make the plans all the time, like plan on like a multiple choice. Hey, we're gonna go to one of these four restaurants tonight. Let's pick together as a group on that day. Then he still is controlling things. That Morgan Grinch. He was the Grinch for sure.
I have had a friend for 11 years and I love her to pieces. Okay. This is called Debbie Downer.
Oh.
Debbie Downer?
Debbie Downer.
Debbie Downer.
Debbie Downer.
Debbie Downs.
Deb.
Alright, you guys ready?
Yes, we're ready.
I have had a friend for 11 years and I love her to pieces. She was with me when I found out I was pregnant and she feels like a sister to me. However, she is extremely negative and I'm finding being her friend exhausting. I know this may make me sound like an awe, but she is very negative 100% of the time. Every time we hang out, she spends most of the time complaining, obsessing over her weight to the point we go for a meal and she sits there calculating the calories. She always makes comments like diet starts tomorrow when I'm just trying to enjoy a meal out. She works two jobs and she hates one and is incredibly mistreated at the other. And I try to offer advice, but I can't exactly tell her what to do about her work situation as she is trying to pursue her dream while I'm not a career focused person. Every single day she messages me with a dilemma or multiple dilemmas, and it's so tiring. Out of the blue, I'll get voice notes where she is constantly ranting and swearing about her job or her home life or money. Again, I love her to pieces, but it's so exhausting. When I hang out with her, I feel like I'm just a rant-to-me machine. I have tried to offer my advice, but she seems to just want to constantly rant at me. Constantly. As I mentioned before, I am pregnant and has been extremely rough for me. She still messages me with rants and complaints, and I'm just so tired for it. I know this sounds so harsh, but it is constant. I don't even know what to say anymore. I don't want my daughter to be around someone so obsessed with weight and food tracking either, as that's not what I want for them. She'll also ask me for lifts when she's stuck somewhere and then just spends the entire time complaining about buses or her mom not coming to get her. It is spelled M-U-M, mom. She's an artist, so she'll complain about her art not being good enough, and I have tried to tell her not to be so hard on herself, but she'll then tell me she's crying about it. I don't know what to do. I know she's struggling, but I don't even know what to say anymore. I feel like we have both become a broken record. I'm moving away, and I'm ashamed to say I'm looking forward to having some distance. It's not too far, so I will, of course, try to see her when I can. I want to be there for her, but it feels like it's 24/7. Sorry for the rant. Any advice is greatly appreciated.
I have thoughts, but I just want one of you guys to get it kicked off here.
I just kind of feel bad because I feel bad for both parties, to be honest. Because I feel like the Debbie Downer, she obviously feels safe and she's obviously grateful for her friend because she is raw and vulnerable and open with her about a lot of the things she's struggling with in life. And, like, she feels like that's her person to, like, come to for all of that. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, though, the OP, that's a lot to carry. And she's already carrying a baby at that point. So
right.
I feel like it's just, like, one of those things where you have to communicate that with your friends. And if they're not willing to be respectful of that boundary you're setting, then, like, yeah, then either I would probably just say let's t- take some space for a while then if they weren't able to respect that.
Right.
And isn't it bad to have, like, being pregnant and just having negative energy around you like that all the time? Like, don't you think that'd be hard on you? Like, hard on you and the baby?
Totally. It's hard for anybody. But obviously, like, pregnancy is a crazy thing. So I'd imagine that you want to be as positive as possible.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you want it to be, like, as... You want, like, the very best circumstances, right?
Yeah, good vibes.
And, like, I'm saying this in terms of OP and this negative person, not so much, like... that you guys are pregnant. It's not like make it as positive as possible.
Yeah.
But it's just the fact that like for the person that's complaining to OP, you got to find a different dumping ground.
Yeah.
And that's actually not the healthy way to do it.
Yeah, why don't you hire in a therapist?
Go to therapy.
That's where she should be doing it.
We should start a company where people call us and we let them rant to us.
Just a straight ranting. That's genius.
Someone already started that.
Go to therapy.
Yeah.
Hang up.
Yeah, exactly.
And just and smile and just love what they say.
And it's literally $20
a minute. We just agree. It's all about just agreeing with what they say. I bet so that they something feel
like that out there.
That would be so therapeutic though. Like, she said what to you? Like, oh my gosh. Oh
my gosh. Seriously. That's not a bad idea.
Let's do it.
I'm pregnant. I can't.
Oh. Yeah,
she is.
Yeah. But.
And like. It's not going to make very much money, so.
Why not?
Because you think people are going to, how much are people going to spend on that?
Let's ask the people.
There's some lonely people.
Why would you do that when you could just go dump it on your friend?
Yay!
And like, good thing Marco Polo was already invented because.
Oh, I love Marco Polo.
That's free to use, and that's how everybody dumps their shiz to one to another, so I've heard.
That's what I do.
What's Marco Polo?
Oh, it's the best. It's video, like, chatting, so, but it's like, not live, so like, you send a video to someone and then they can watch it whenever they want. And then they send you a video.
So it's like old people Snapchat.
Essentially, that's what it is.
Oh my gosh. That's like, hilarious.
Walk in from being out somewhere and she's just like, okay, I got to go. Joe's here. And like sorry, ends the thing. She's like, I was just Marcoing my friend. It's fine.
Like, that's cool.
I Marco every single day. Me and Amber Marco every single day.
Yeah. So instead of snapping, it's Marcoing.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, and it's like they could jump on and watch it live and send you little hearts and react so that like they're like, feels like they're. But they're like, oh, sorry, I haven't gotten on in a couple of days. I've been so busy, but like I listen to most of your Marco. It's good. It's good for the girls to be able to do that. No,
I
literally,
I live for
Whitney,
Marco.
Whitney, we should Marco.
Do you have Marco Polo?
No, I don't.
Dude, Marco Polo's the best. You need to get it
just to...
You need to get it with your sisters, too. Oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
Yeah, and see Isla.
Yeah, I'll Marco with Isla for sure.
But here's what's cool about that app.
It's so fun.
Like, when you're talking, it's like it's like captive audience. Like, whoever you're talking to is... You feel like they're listening to you no matter what.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, you're able to just really actually get it all out there. Like,
oh, yeah.
Say whatever.
I meant hardcore. Like, honestly, I was questioning myself in that story. Like, dude, I'm totally a Debbie Downer to some of my friends. Like, I go to them.
No, you guys are Debbie Downers together.
Well, yeah, for sure.
It's reciprocated.
It is reciprocated for sure. But still, like, I definitely go to my friends to, like, let it out. Specific friends, not, like, everyone. Right. But, like, there are a few.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, that's like, that's normal.
It's normal to vent, to blow off steam, but it has to be, if OP is feeling the way that she's feeling, she has to be able to communicate that.
Yes. And
like, ultimately, this is the truth now that we've kind of processed through it. Like, it's kind of on OP to set the boundary at some point.
It is, yeah, like, because friend is probably just thinking, oh, like, she is my person to go to, like, you know, she's always there for me. But it's obviously hurting OP, and it's, like, keyword exhausting.
Yeah.
And so it's, like, yes, it is on OP to, like, set the boundary now that, like, because the girl's not going to know any different now. I mean, she spent 11 years doing this, so it's, like, got to let her know.
But I also think life is supposed to be, like, kind of enjoyable.
No, that's true.
Not just, like, constantly being sad. About everything. And it's the same things. It seems like it's the same thing about she is always bringing up her weight. Mm-hmm. Like, she just is like, I feel like she's feeding for compliments.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so fat. How many calories? You know, she's just waiting for someone to be like.
That would bother me. Right, like, I don't think so.
No, you're skinny. Like, I promise.
Right.
oh, really? Okay. I'll have a cheeseburger with extra cheese.
Well, and then it also gets you to a point. It gets you to a point where then you're thinking about all the negative things in your life. Then you're like, oh, like, if she's worried about her weight, should I be worried about mine? Yeah. And like, oh, if she thinks her job sucks, like, it just like puts you in a negative headspace where you're always looking at the negative in life because that's all that you're hearing. So it's like hard to be even just a positive person yourself when that's all you're hearing from like a friend. Yeah. So, and that's not good for the baby.
There's a thought model in one of these programs that I really like. Shout out OPFG. CTFAR, circumstance, thoughts, feelings, actions, results. So your circumstance you can't change, your thoughts you can control, and your thoughts create your feelings. Feelings can create your actions, and your actions create your results.
Boom.
So like, such a huge thing. If you're just thinking all the negative things and even throwing them at someone else, you're causing them to think more negative things.
Right.
And if OP could like fill her brain with positivity and like things that are going to be productive, then she's going to feel better and so on and so forth. But
context, me, 30 female, and my soon to be husband, 30 male, Max, have been dating for almost 6 years and we're getting married in July. Okay, so what I did is that I asked Max not to invite one of his friends, Sebastian, 31 male, not his best friend, FYI, to our wedding. Max and Sebastian met each other at school and they kept in touch after the years, mostly a texting video calling friend, but he comes to visit us sometimes when we would go to the same parties, events every so often. First things first, I am not a bridezilla. Okay, Max said, nope, he's coming. And that was it. It was nothing more than a suggestion. The suggestion is the action I'm asking about. I'm not a crazy bride. My reasoning for my suggestion is because Sebastian is the most Debbie Downer person I've ever met. The definition for a person with an incessant need to bring down the collective mood and general ambiance of a group chill. And he's exactly that person. Don't get me wrong, he's a sweet guy and Max cares a lot for him. And I know Seb is a great friend too. The last time we were together with Sebastian and a couple of friends in a local bar, we were talking about our future, getting kids, getting wrinkles, gray hair, turning 30, and whatnot. When Max asked Sebastian where he'd see himself at 40, Sebastian said something amongst the lines of, honestly, can't see myself at 40. Surprise, I made it to 30. The group laughed it off, and I'd say awkwardly, and Max patted him on the shoulder smiling, but that killed the vibe and changed the topic of our convo. You know what I mean? That's just an example, but that's always his energy. You know, Debbie Downer, it's like a human dementor. Well, yeah, that was my reasoning. A few days ago, I suggested the idea to Max. I pitched my case by saying we want a small wedding anyway, and Sebastian is not the most sociable guy, and his energy is not necessarily the energy I want on that day, you know? That's all. Max shut down my suggestion immediately, and later he said he wasn't mad at me or anything, but his face when we were having this conversation told me otherwise. Apparently, he also told his mother, she was in our place at that moment, because I was getting a weird vibe from her too later that day. I felt judged. Like I said, I'm not a bridezilla, and Sebastian is going to the wedding. It ain't that deep, but am I the asshole for suggesting that?
Like, if you told me that one of my friends couldn't go to my wedding, that'd be sad.
Yeah.
I'd be pretty sad.
Even if they were like a total buzzkill.
I wouldn't be friends with a total buzzkill. What's up?
The biggest thing is like on that day, at least I'm thinking of our wedding. If somebody was trying to be a Debbie Downer in the corner, I would have had no idea. I would have paid them no attention.
Exactly.
I wouldn't have cared because I'm locked in. I'm in the zone getting married.
Right.
So like, sure. I don't think like I could understand a bride being like, yeah. And like, no, I don't want that. Like, energy suck at my wedding,
right?
But she just doesn't realize it. She's like, she's not gonna even freaking remember who was there, who was not there,
right? Unless he's like saying something crazy at the dinner, or you know, it's like, it sounds like it's really just him.
Let him come to the wedding, but we don't let Sebastian make a toast or anything,
right? He's not giving a speech. He's not just let him lurk in the background,
or let him dance.
He might not want to dance.
Yeah, he might be able to throw down on the dance floor.
Or not.
Can't believe James is getting married before me.
Ugh, love.
Is there any comments or anything?
The consensus was that she was the asshole. There is one guy that was like, puts like the first things first, I'm not a bridezilla. That's exactly what a bridezilla would say. His his energy is not necessarily the energy you want that day. It's pretty clear he suffers from low esteem and depression, and you want your fiance to exclude him from one of the most significant days in your fiance's life. I'm not sure that will do wonders for Sebastian's self-esteem, not to mention your friendship. I'm like, yeah. Like, literally, it's like, I don't mean to be rude, but, and then says something rude. She's like, I'm not a bridezilla, but here's how I'm a bridezilla.
Your sad, depressed friend can't come to our wedding because he's too sad.
Hate him.
Okay, don't say it, but who had the fake? Who do you think? Don't give it up. Don't tell yourself.
I thought you were going to say me.
I think it was me.
No, like, say, like, I think it was me.
I was
going to
say
Marley. I might have been me.
I think it might be you.
I think it might have been me.
I think it's Marley as well.
I think it's a girl this time. I'm like, I could definitely see Bridezilla over here being fake, but also.
Yeah.
I feel like Whitney's had it. Gotten it so many times. Yeah, I don't think she's destined to get it again.
That's fair.
Maybe it's you.
I don't think it's me.
I think it's
Marley.
You don't think so?
I don't think it's me.
You're not positive.
It's Marley. I think it's Marley. Not me.
Let us know what you guys think. Comment which one you think is fake on our socials. Come through. We love you all. Thank you for listening.
No pretending.